providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, done with the top of the hour news. You know, I don't know about you guys out there and gals, but I got to tell you, it's very, very important for me to emphasize one thing, and that is I listen to the news almost every single night, and I find it to be very, very depressing. I wish we could put a different spin on it so it wasn't quite nearly as depressing as it comes across as being. I think that's impossible to do at this point in time, though, because I think our country is on the way down. I'd like you guys to think about that, and I'd like you to think about what you personally can do to change it and make it more positive. Jim and I are going to talk about that a little bit in the next segment. Having said that, let's look at the economic situation in the United States right now. I wonder if you all realize just how despicable the supply chain is in this country. You know, I go into drugstores, my local drugstore, for example, and I have, in my local drugstore, I would say that approximately 60% of the shelves are now absolutely empty, and that's sad to me. Many of the products that are on the shelves also are clearly older products, so that's bad. The next thing that's really bad that is even worse than that is this inflation that we're going through right now, and the dog is angry about that too. But what I have to say is that the level of prices among groceries, which are up about 30%, automobiles are up way, way too much. I went out and bought some clothing a couple days ago. I found the inflation there to also be very high. And the inflation is ridiculous in terms of real estate. It has put most housing out of the reach of affordability of most people. I think we're in trouble, very serious trouble economically. Jimmy, what do you think?
Yeah, and the Biden solution is to print more money. Inflation's rising, and so let's print more money. This is absolutely devastating, potentially, for small businesses and for families that live on the margins. You know, there are a lot of people out there that live paycheck to paycheck. Usually they're young, they've got a couple of kids, and when all of a sudden your paycheck doesn't get you to work, or doesn't get you to pay childcare, and you can't buy food because of the gas prices, food prices, and just the overall costs. And of course, the problems you're talking about with supply chain, which is average things are going up, that's going to hurt a big percentage of the population. The elitists, the rich, the powerful people in DC that this doesn't affect too much, you're actually seeing them make comments like, oh, don't worry about it, Americans can afford it. Well, you know what? A whole bunch of them can't.
No.
And I think the policies right now that they're pushing with these increased, unbelievable budget principles and targets for infrastructure deals, where they're going to just print more money and put us deeper into debt, is going to create even deeper, very problematic situation in the next months, if not years.
Well, for what it's worth, the official numbers right now are on consumer indebtedness are incredibly high. Records are being broken. I wonder how much of that has to do with the huge mortgages that have to go hand in hand with the pricing increases that have occurred recently. Today, $1 million for a house is absolutely something to sneeze at. Not for Big Al, but I think it's getting to be that way more and more. For a larger and larger percent of the population. Having said that, something needs to be done. The main problem right now, easy to say something needs to be done, but the main problem right now is the money printing, for lack of better terms, and it's quite frankly the only way that the United States can stay. I don't want to use the word solvent, because the United States is really not, in my opinion, completely solvent, but it's the only way that the United States can continue to have the facade of being solvent, for lack of better terms. And to me, that's very, very sad. I became aware of this in the late 1990s, and it's even more obvious today, and it's gotten to the point where the U.S. economically, I can very, very, I believe, accurately predict is going to fall on its face. Jimmy?
Yeah, you've got people like Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson, saying things like, well, you know, Americans can afford this, or make comments that, yeah, we, you know, saved a lot of money during COVID and now they're spending it. Well, that debt that you're talking about is increasing very, very rapidly because of all these costs. And that's going to make it very difficult for them to survive if we have a bit of, you know, a blip in the market issues, you know, not just the stock market, but overall our ability to give materials and supplies. We've moved to this whole idea of just-in-time logistics. And just-in-time logistics means let's don't warehouse things. Let's just get the supply chain being organized and managed so quickly because we're going to move things all efficiently. Well, that works great when there's no problems. When you throw a problem in it, it affects the entire network all the way down. So you don't get things produced. You don't get raw materials. Then that impacts the supplies of those end products and then the shipping problem. And when you have a policy driven by this administration, which is going to force people that don't want vaccines to be mandated, thankfully that's, you know, we've had a little bit of a reprieve from that from the Fifth Circuit Court, but that's forcing potentially up to 37% of the truck drivers in America out of work, or to say they're not going to do it. You have federal employees, you have numerous employees in the airline industry that are saying, hey, wait a second, this is really causing problems in every aspect of our economy, and it's unnecessary. It's not needed. So you're setting policy that actually disturbs and undermines the economy. You're printing more money, you're spending more money, and then actually saying that we're going to buy our way out of it, that we'll raise enough taxes from the spending to get out of it. It doesn't. The logic is gone. There's no real. This is complete dishonesty, and there's no economist that believes most of this crap. And the ones that do are doing it purely and on political basis, or to move towards a socialist controlled system. And that's what's really unfortunate right now. That's what we're seeing.
Jimmy, it is unfortunate. I want to bring up one thing. We've got about officially 2 minutes left here in this segment, but I think that one point that needs to be brought up because it's critical, and that is, as Jen said, well, people saved a lot of money and now they're spending it. That's really a false statement, and the reason I say that is because savings is based on assets, okay, and when assets grow, or when they're inflated as real estate prices are inflated, it's easy to say that, well, Mr. and Mrs. Smith's net worth just went up theoretically in a very large amount because their house today is worth, let's take an extreme number, is worth $1,000,001 versus $500,000 when our measurement of their net worth started, and they put down $600,000 as being the gain and the hard gain meaning they can lay their hands on that money anytime they want to. And if that were the case, then it would be very accurate to say people have saved more money and now they're simply spending it. But that $600,000 gain that I just used in the example of the home for is that's a great gain as long as there's somebody around to pay the $600,000 increase in the price. Today that's happening, but sooner rather than later, that's going to be a very, very false indicator because people are simply not going to be able to afford to pay those types of increases. And since they won't be afford to pay them because lending, real estate lending, is going to get back to more realistic levels. When that comes, then all of a sudden the increase in the savings rate that Jen Psaki is talking about is going to simply not be there. And that's when the piper is going to have to be paid. And that's when the world is going to realize that the United States really is an emperor who is not wearing any clothes. Stick around, you guys. Going to be right back.